I don't know if you're messing with me or what kind of call this is.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, and welcome to Bonersode 38, produced by Peter Foreskin Eater. Thanks, Peter. Today is January 22nd, 2020, and I'm your pal, Richard. Now that we've all been introduced and we're friends, I don't have shit to say to you people, so let's just get on with the calls.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Mary?
Yes?
Hey, it's Wesley with the HOA.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm just calling because in about 10 minutes, we're going to be lowering an Amazon locker onto your lawn.
You want? Why?
We're just having it installed. We're just going to be lowering it via this helicopter that we're in. We're inbound, about 10 minutes out.
You're going to put an Amazon locker on my lawn?
Yeah, it's just, you know, for the whole neighborhood, so deliveries can go there instead of, you know, on our doorsteps where they could possibly be stolen.
Why do we, did we have a say-so?
No, we just, the HOA, we just chose your house, you know, it was kind of at random. It's like a name and a hat, essentially.
Oh, dear. I have such a small lawn. Why didn't you pick someone who had a huge lawn?
Well, like I said, it was at random. You know, it was like picking a name out of a hat. So, yep, you got drawn. So, we're lowering this Amazon locker onto your lawn.
How big is it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not good with math, but it's about 10 feet wide.
And 10 feet wide?
Yeah.
Mike, you aren't listening because I have no choice. No, stop it. Okay, I'm sorry.
And it's about 2 stories high.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. This doesn't make sense at all.
How so? No, it's going to be a good thing because, you know, all our packages...
10 feet high.
Yeah. Wide. 10 feet wide.
10 feet wide and how many stories?
About 2 stories.
No. I don't want that on my lawn.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have any choice, though. We have to put it somewhere, and
you got... Well, you have to find another lawn that's bigger.
Oh, no, no.
Mine is so small.
No, we're about 8 minutes out. At this point, it's a done deal. We are, you know, we're committed.
Okay, I'm going to have to call the office.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Okay, bye.
Hey, Mary?
Yes?
Oh, hey, I thought you were going to hang up on me. That'd be rude.
Well, I was, because I wanted to make a call.
Okay, well, you know, look, just stop bitching about it, you know? It's going to be a good thing, because you know, all our packages are going to be nice and secure.
No, okay, I've got to hang up. Sorry, thank you, bye.
Well, we're going to be lowering this in a few minutes here.
Hello?
Hello, Linda?
Yes.
Hey, it's Wesley with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know we're going to be sending a crew over tomorrow to do the upgrades on your bathroom.
Excuse me?
We're going to be...
Upgrades on my bathroom. What? I don't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah. We're having all the toilets in the neighborhood retrofitted with catalytic converters. And so they'll be there to your house between 10 and noon tomorrow.
Catalytic converters for toilets?
Yeah, you know, it's just part of the effort to make the neighborhood energy independent.
So the homeowners association ordered this or what?
Yeah, the HOA, we're taking care of it. And yeah, it's just you know, it's going to be a good thing once the system is in place and everything, we'll pretty much have free electricity, you know, cuz we'll have our own energy source.
Huh. Are you calling from the...
Yeah. Oh, I'm just over here in the office, you know. And yeah, basically these devices that we're having attached, they just kind of convert waste matter into energy.
Uh-huh.
It's like an exhaust pipe looking thing that's going to come off the side of the bowl. And then there's like a storage tank kind of thing that you just need to... you know, once it fills up, you'll just need to walk it on over to the silo and empty it.
Walk it over to where?
The silo that we're having installed over here at the clubhouse.
We have to take something up to the clubhouse?
Yeah, just once the tank fills up, you know, because it basically just converts poop into energy and the gases, you know, all that stuff.
So we have to carry our poop up to the clubhouse?
Yeah, well, you know, it's in a container. It's not like you're carrying poop in your hands, but...
Yeah, I know.
It's a lightweight, state-of-the-art, you know, it's made out of a carbon composite type thing.
Okay, well, I haven't even heard anything about it. Have you done other people's houses already?
The first wave is going to be starting tomorrow, so...
So we're going to be one of the first ones?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why don't you start somewhere else and so we can see how it works?
Well, I mean, it's going to be the whole neighborhood, so might as well just get it over with, you know?
All right. Okay.
And, you know, if it's inconvenient for you, you don't even have to be there. It's no big deal. You know, we'll just let them in. They're just going to be there for about a half hour while they install that converter on your toilet.
I never heard anything about it.
Yeah, well, it's basically like we're preparing for the end times, you know? Like, things are going to get rough as, you know, as we go forward, so... At least we'll have our own source of electricity, renewable, because everybody poops.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, well, okay, well, thank you for calling. I'm going to check this out a little further with, you know, up at our clubhouse, too, and see, you know, why they chose us first. And
okay, well, don't be so suspicious, you know.
Well, I hate to be like that. I'm not normally, but this is totally new.
Okay,
Nobody in the neighborhood has mentioned it. Or anything that it was going to happen, and then I get a call today that it's happening tomorrow. So,
well, I mean,
and you said between 10 and 11, right?
Yeah, 10 and 12, 10 and noon.
10 and 12 p.m. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, let me. I'm going to check it out.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know if you're on your rag or what the deal is, but you don't have to get such an attitude with me. You know, I'm just trying to make a courtesy call.
No, I don't have an attitude against you. I'm just totally shocked and surprised. No, I don't, I don't have anything against you, Wesley, at all.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just, aren't you a little...
Just imagine how you would feel if somebody called you and told you this was happening, you know?
Oh, I'd be all for it, you know, because this is...
Well,
it's a renewable source of energy, it's free.
I'm trying to think that it's a good deal, but, you know...
I wouldn't be ragging out like you are.
Gadgets in your house and stuff, is just more things to go wrong.
Oh, don't be afraid of technology, so. Boomer.
Okay. All right. I won't take any more of your time. Thank you.
All right. I love you.
Bye.
Hey. Hello, Martha?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Yes.
Hey, Martha?
You what?
Is this Martha?
Yes.
Hey, Martha. It's Mommy over here with the HOA.
Repeat that, please. I was asleep, so I'm not very alert right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Mommy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know we're going to be sending a crew over tomorrow morning to do some upgrades in your bathroom.
Okay. Well, what is he going to do?
He's going to be installing a catalytic converter on your toilet.
Uh-huh.
And basically what it's going to do is it's going to convert your poop into electricity.
But who put this order in?
Oh, it's the HOA. We're doing it to all the toilets in the whole neighborhood. It doesn't cost you anything. It's all taken care of.
Well, I cannot approve such.
Yeah, we don't need your approval. We're just going to do it.
I do not own this place.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It doesn't matter who owns it. We're upgrading all the toilets in the whole neighborhood, so we don't need your approval or anyone else's.
Well, I'll check on this. I want to be sure that I'm protected.
Yeah.
I appreciate any help that I could get, but
yeah, well, it's going
to just any outside people could come in and make adaptations without the owner knowing it.
Oh, the owner can go fuck himself. Yeah, we're just doing it, you know? But basically, it's going to give you free electricity, so it's a good thing.
Well, would you give me your number and name so that I know
move
to refer this as any progress may be?
Yeah, my name is Mommy.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Mommy.
I just woke up, so.
Yeah, it's okay. Take your time.
Okay, I'm ready to spell it.
All right, it's M as in mnemonic, O as in Ouija board.
Okay.
M as in mnemonic, M as in mnemonic, and Y as in you.
Okay, and what is your number, sir?
My number is 304.
304. That's my number.
No, that's my number. What do you mean?
It is my telephone. That's my number.
No, it's mine.
304.
Yeah, that's my number. Yep, that's how you can reach me.
That is my telephone number.
No.
I want your telephone number.
You can't have my number. It's my number. You can't have it. We can't share a number.
Listen, that doesn't make sense.
Your face doesn't make sense.
I know my telephone number. It's 304.
Yeah,
that is my number.
That's my number.
I would like your number.
That is my number, and you can't have it. I'm not giving it to you. I'll sell it to you. But you can't just have it for free.
Sir, this is not making sense. I want your telephone number in case I need to contact you.
Yeah, you can reach me at 304.
That is my number, sir. Listen, you are taking me on, and I do have to close this call.
Close it.
Because I do not understand the procedure. You will not give me your telephone number.
Well, I'm not just going to give it to you.
I need to contact you.
I'm not just going to give it to you for free. You got to call the phone company, and they can swap it over, you know? You just have to bid for it.
Listen.
But it's like 40.
I'm going to hang up. I'll follow up on this.
Oh, no. No, you don't hang up on the HOA. That's against the rules and regulations around here. Martha?
Hello?
Oh, hey, David?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Wesley with the HOA.
Well, I don't know who you are or what you're calling about. I'm not sure what this is.
Well, I haven't had a chance to explain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, should be. So my name's Wesley. I'm over here in the office with, and I was just calling to let you know that we're going to be sending a crew over on Wednesday to do some upgrades in your bathroom.
Well, you're not going to do any upgrades in my bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You're yeah, well, we're doing the whole neighborhood. It's not just yours, but yeah, they'll be there on Wednesday between 10 and 2.
No, not me. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
This is David. Do I have the right number?
Yeah, are you at the office at the gallery, or where are you located?
Yeah, I'm over here in the office.
Is Denise there, or Lauren?
She stepped out, but I'm just making the calls, letting everyone know, you know, about the scheduling and everything.
Yeah, you're not coming in here. I'm sorry. I don't know who you are.
No, I'm not.
I don't know
sir,
what
I'm
about.
Not. I'm not coming in. I'm just making the courtesy calls. We've got a contractor that's going to be coming in. They're going to be there for about a half hour, and they're just doing some retrofitting on the toilets.
Not in my house. Now, I've had no advance warning of this by our committees, by our board, by any of that.
Yeah, that's
so I don't know what this is about.
That's why I'm
well,
calling.
Well, I have to hear from the. I don't know who you are. I'm sorry, but you're not getting into my house.
Okay, well, once again, dummy, I'm not coming in there. It's going to be the contractor that's coming in.
Hello?
Oh, hey, David. It's Wesley again. I think we got disconnected.
Well, you called me a dummy, so I hung up.
Oh, well, I mean, you're just being kind of dumb. Like, don't be such a blockhead. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there between...
Wesley, are you up there right now?
Yeah.
at the office? Well, I'll come up there and we can talk about it in person.
Oh, no, I'll lock the doors.
I'm on my way.
I don't want to talk to you in person.
I'll be right there.
Listen, motherfucker, I'm just trying to give you a heads up.
Wesley, you called me a motherfucker.
Well, yeah, but you're being a motherfucker. Like, I'm just trying to give you a friendly courtesy call to let you know. Like, I don't know if you're menstruating or what your deal is, but you just need to relax.
Okay.
Hey, is that Marta in the background?
No.
Okay, well, you just tell whoever that is in the background to shut the fuck up, because we're trying to have a conversation here.
I'm on my way up to the office. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm going to lock the door. I'm going to be on the toilet taking a shit.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Lyle?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Wesley with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm just calling because in about 5 minutes, we're going to be lowering this Amazon locker down into your yard. And so I just wanted to give you a heads up, just make sure you're, you know, not in the way or anything.
Where? What address is this? You're going to do it?
This is Lyle, right? Over there at 6.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're the one. Yep, we're just going to be lowering this giant Amazon locker down into your yard. We're about 3 minutes out.
Why? It's going in our yard?
Yeah, it's, you know, for the whole neighborhood to get package delivery. That way it's more secure instead of just sitting out, possibly getting stolen, that kind of stuff.
We don't want that in our yard.
We don't want that in our yard.
Oh, well, yeah, we picked your yard. You know, it was just kind of luck of the draw. And
No, you can't do that.
Absolutely not.
Hey, Lyle, is that Diane in the background?
Yes.
Can you just tell her to shut the fuck up? Because I'm trying to have a conversation here, and she's just blabbering away.
You're rude.
No, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying she's just blabbering. Hello, Lyle? Lyle?
Hello?
Hey, Lyle. It's Wesley. I think we got disconnected.
Is Lauren there?
No, I'm up in the helicopter right now. Lauren's in the office.
I'm going to call Lauren.
Okay, well, we're about 2 minutes out. We're going to be lowering this locker.
You're not going to lower it in our yard.
Oh, we're definitely lowering it. So just make sure you're inside or out of the way, because, you know, we got to lower this thing directly onto your yard there.
Absolutely.
What yard?
Hey, can I just talk to Diane? Because if she's going to be bitching in the background, I might as well just talk to her.
You are not going to put anything in our yard.
Hey,
this is our yard. We own it, and you're not to put anything in our yard.
Hey, Diane, you just need to shut the fuck up, because we're going to be there in about 1 minute, and we're lowering this locker into your yard.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
You're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, yes. Big stupid face.
Oh, my God, Lyle.
Diane? Thank you, Peter Foreskin Eater, for holding the helicopter steady while I manned the winch. Lowering those heavy Amazon lockers is serious business. Don't want to be dropping it through some poor bastard's roof. Thanks to all of you lovely people for supporting the show, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.
You're such a joke. You're such a joke. You're a joke.